Today's daf in Masechet Sotah is daf Mem Tet, and we're holding a daf Mem Chet Amud Beit as a closing for Chanukah to discuss the nature of Anshei Amanah and Mi Baz Liyom Ktanot, which of course is what Chanukah is all about. And we get into this question of the arguments of the Chashmonaim here, and what happened and so on. Perfect daf for Mizot Chanukat HaMizbeach. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, what would be meant by Paskei Anshei Amanah? Because after all, we know that Paskei Anshei Amanah, in the real sense, as Gemara Chagiga tells us, is that you couldn't rely on people in business. That happened long before. That's at the time of the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon. So what does Anshei Amanah mean over here? Faithful to what? That you can trust their faithfulness in Hashem. The Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Gadol Omer, people are all involved. And what's going to be tomorrow? Right now you have what to eat, and you're worried about what's going to be tomorrow. What is the meaning in the after of Shabbat Chanukah, ki mi baz leyom kitanot? What does that mean? The pashtus of the pasuk is that the Beit HaMikdash HaSheni looked like such a disaster to people that they were mevaz the whole period in which they had started the building, and then they had the kitvei sina to stop the building of the Beit HaMikdash. So during that whole period, people were laughing and saying it's ridiculous, it's meaningless, and so on. They don't see any future in it. What we're darshing over here is that mibaz liyom ktanot, mi garam letzadikim shitbazbez shulchanam latid lavo. What would make a tzadik that spends his whole life being oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and nonetheless there's something missing in his schar and olam haba that just isn't complete? What would that be? It's the fact that it's the katnut. Netzliyom ktanot is the katnut shayabehem. There was the smallness of soul that lo yaminu b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. They were worried. People, even though they did all these wonderful mitzvahs, it broke down at some point, and they always were thinking about how to deal with issues mechanically. Let's try to do this. Let's try to do that. And that means that there's something missing in their connection, that's missing in the connection. Because ultimately, amanah, that's how this comes here, is integrity, is the absolute, complete integrity of your own internal vision to the way in which you face the world. And this is a katnut, it's an immaturity. As we call it, katnut is a lack of dat. Lack of dat means that there's no real interconnection between, like a child. There's no interconnection between the thought. It's like a lot of Piaget points this out, right? That the child development is in terms of the way in which there's ultimately a connection between what his brain is telling him and what his senses is telling him. So you'll take a kid. It's an amazing thing to watch these experiments. You'll take a kid and you'll fill up two glasses, right? And one is big and tall, but very thin. And the other one is like very short, but it's a wide glass. You fill up the tall glass, and you pour the entire contents into the small glass, because they're exactly the same. You see, pour it back, exactly the same. Okay, now which coast is bigger? What's the point?
Which is bigger?
This is bigger. and so on. There's this disconnect. So the lack of emanah is a disconnect. It's called katanot. It's amazing. It's an immaturity. And basically, a person who comes to Olam Haba, never having matured on this level, doesn't have that connection. That connection is always missing to him, to himself, and therefore to his schar.
Yaakov Avinu said, "Katanti me," is that all this?
It's like, there's a lot of pirushim in the katanti. In Ochinami, there's Medrash, we talked about it last year, that has a big taina on Yaakov Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, well, what is that supposed to mean? As if like there was anything that you deserved, that anything had to do with you, and now it's because of you, and now you're... So that's expressive. Rav Omar, Rav says, Elu Ktanei B'nei Rish'ei Yisrael. What is it a reference to, this Yom Ktanot? Is Rechas V'Sholem, someone goes through life and his little children die. And that's Bechaper on the father. That's Yom Ktanot. And then that's Mevaz V'Zin Dina V'Yem Latid L'Vol. So these fathers were roi to be Nida in Begehenem, but because of the hell they went through in Olam Hazeh, so then their mevazve is the din, so it tears up the din, Rashi learns, against their fathers. So they're omrim lefanav ribono shel olam. So now they begin to understand the broader perspective. So they say, ribono shel olam, if ultimately you're going to use these children to be porea mehem, meaning from us, so why'd you put us through hell with them in olam hazeh? Lame kita shneyem bam. Like, why did we have to feel the horror of what we went through with them, watching them die, and all of this, and in the end it was only basically to be Korea, our own dinim, and like, you know, we were mevazed, didn't understand what was happening. Amar Rabbi La Bar Yerarachya, Malet Vilatosha David, you should know that if David hadn't foreseen what Yisrael was going to go through and been mitpalel, you should know that nowadays all of Yisrael would be junk dealers, like gypsies. Now you call Yisrael mochrei revav. What would they be selling? Be selling junk wax in little carts? Shinema shita Hashem moralehem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, even though, because it says, ki lo lanetzach yishkach evyon tikvat anavim te'aved la'ad. And then it goes on to say, shita Hashem moralehem, which means give some type of something to stand on for these poor people. Who are these poor people? Klal Yisrael, they're going into Golas. And said, at least let them be rich. That way the Goyim will be mechabed them. Something they should have. Otherwise, it's exactly like gypsies. Look at the Jews. No chashivas, not to their beliefs, not to their physicality. Nothing. There's nothing that they would have. The David was mispolished. We some more to them in the eyes of the Goyim. At least let them know that they're human, you know? Right? So it should be a little bit like it was before. The Omar Rabbi Elah Bar Yevarechya was another tefillah that saved Klal Yisrael, and that was the tefillah of Habakkuk. That Ilmalei tefillato shel Habakkuk, if it hadn't been for tefillah of Habakkuk, it would be so tough to learn Torah. The oni would have been so overwhelming that the only possible way to stay warm would be there was enough clothing between two people for one of them to wear. They'd have to wrap themselves in the same towel and be Isaac Patera together, otherwise they'd freeze after that. Shinemra Hashem Shamati Shimacha Yareti. I heard what you were planning. I was terrified. Hashem pa'alcha bekerev shanim chayeh. So the pasuk of the pasuk is, you know, I heard what used to be, that midas hadin was used against the Seinei Yisrael, and that the Rishoyim were punished, and now everything's exactly the opposite. And I'm terrified. Like, what could have happened to midas hadin to destroy it, that there's no truth? And all of the things that you did throughout the years, Chayehu, bring it back. Bring it back to life. That's the simple meaning. We're darshing like this. Bekerev shnayim chayehu. So bekiruv shnayim. You need to have two people that are basically dressed together in one talis to stay warm. Chayehu b'mechayeh them from that aniyut. When they are listening to the shmius of divrei Torah that are bekerev shnayim, is the way we're learning it, Chayehu, give them some osher to be able to live with. V'yomar Rabbi Lo Bar Yevarechya, Shnei Talmidei Chachamim HaMalchim B'derech V'Meneim Divrei Torah, Ruin L'Sarev Be'esh. If two people are walking together and there's no Divrei Torah B'Neim, then they should actually be roy to be swallowed and burnt up by a fire. Because we find that Elisha and Elio were walking together. And it says over there, Vayi hema holchim alok v'daber. Not that. We see them walking together and talking. V'nei recha, what do you mean, and talking? I mean, it's just like the, v'nei recha v'eish v'zuzei eish v'yifradu ben shneem v'yal elio, right? Okay, so the talking apparently is central to understanding the story. So you see, it's dafka time of the ikad dibur. It's because there was a dibur b'neim of divrei Torah. Had there been no dibur b'neim, so then that eish could have burnt them both up. So leka dibur ruin l'sarev. Because it's not as if the pasuk is coming to say, wow, the most unexpected thing in the world happened. Here they were just walking along, chatting about the weather, you know, and all of a sudden this record, that's not what it means, because the whole introduction to that was the other Talmidim tell Elisha, you know, today is the day that your Rav is going to be taken from you. They were all aware of it. And he is Mavakesh from Elio. You know, what's going to be after you're taken away? And I need to have Pishnai Merugah. I mean, so what's the point of saying, I look with the bear as if, like, you know, it must mean something else. So the Dibur is exactly what it was that enabled the relationship to this whole Anhoga of Rechavesh. That's what Elio had told him. If you're Zoka to see that, so then you will be able to have the Pishnai Merugah. Amar Rabbi Lo Bar Yevarechya. Two Talmidei Chachamim who live in one town, and they don't have anything to say to each other. But the Divrei Torah, echad meit ve'echad gole, and the pasuk is merames that one of them dies, meaning them he gets shot by the other guy by accident, and the other one has to go into Golas. The one who shot him goes into Golas. The Rashi says, okay, because that's the pasuk. Shenemar lanus shamarotzeach, asher yirtzachet re'eu bivlidat. So basically, you end up, one of them ends up killing the other one for him not willing to learn with him, and it's because of bivlidat. It's because ein dat el Torah. It's because they're not learning together. Shenemar nidimu ami mibli hadat. My nation has nothing to say because they don't have any brains. So that's the goes on to continue to say, "Vatishkach Torah Elohecha, eshkach banecha gamani." So obviously, it's a kulo, a reference to their ability to relate to Torah. On Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Chiya, kol tamid chacham haosek b'Torah mitocha dechak tefilato nishmat. A tamid chacham who is under tremendous financial pressure or other pressures, and he ends up learning Torah anyway, is blessed with an ability to be mispalo and to be answered. Because it says in the pasuk, Ki am b'tzion yeshev b'yushalayim b'chol lo tifke chadon yochnecha l'kol za'akecha ki shema'ato anach. So here it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I mean, it doesn't say over here that he's poor, it just says, cry no more, you will be mechunan, that the call of your tefillah, of your tzaaka, will be answered. And how do we know what that is referring to? Because Tiv Batrei, right after that, the next posik is, V'natan lechem Hashem, lechem tzaru mayim lachatz, v'lo yikanef od morecha. And then we're going to darsh until the end. So we have over there, so Rabbi Avo Omer, what does that mean? In place of Natan Hashem Lechem Tzar. It means, Mazbi'ino to Miziva Shechina, Shema V'hoyu Einecha Ro'ot Et Morecha. Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina Omer, Af Ein HaPargod Min Al B'Fanal. No matter what the situation is, the Mechitza in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that prevents a direct contact of tefillah, an understanding of the gezeiros, is never closed in front of this guy. He has a free ticket to ringside seats. Shenemar, this lashon v'loy chanaf will not cover himself, so to speak. Your morecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, will not hide from you. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer mishum Rabbi Yoshua. Miyom shecharav beit hamikdash ein yom asher ein bo kelala. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean what we understand it to mean through Rava. It just means that there's a klola every day. But Rava explains, Bechol yom v'yom, mirubeh kilalato mishel chavero. things get worse and worse. Shenema baboker tomar miyitein erev. Ube'erev tomar miyitein boker. I mean, you're thinking at night, oh, I can't wait until morning. Which morning? You think it means the morning to come? What makes you think the morning to come is going to be any good? Maybe the Nazis will be at the door in the morning. So how could you possibly hope for something that you have no idea what it would bring? So miyalda mahavi. So it has to mean that things, the person is thinking, God, things can only get worse. I wish it were yesterday. At least I know I survived, you know? So Ela de Khalif. So then you'll ask, you know, if that's the case, how can we possibly survive? I mean, things should have been totally destroyed by now. And yet, somehow or other, Klal Yisrael manages to survive with its vision intact, and something remains. So Alma, Michael, fine. Believe it or not, what does the world survive on? Uvala Tzion, Akedusha de Sidra, and on Yehi Shmei Rabba, that they say after learning them, you know, have this little 2-minute cheer, and then everybody gets up and says Kaddish Rabbanan, and that's basically it for the day, for 99% of people, and that's what kept them alive. So every day they remembered Uvala Tzion Goel. And every day there was a little bit of Targum that was Mefarish, which is Divrei Torah. And every day there was a thought of Urachum Yechaper Avo, and a Tefillah for Elam Haba, and that we shouldn't be Isaac our whole lives for Behola. That kept them going. Amazing. 2 minutes of learning. A Kaddish. Take a look at these people working their selves after death. And that's what they had. And that's all that they had. And that was what life was about. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Eretz Eifatakamo Ofel, Tzalmavet Velo Sidarim. You get to the point where the earth is mamish, it's like hell. It's darkness. You're walking through darkness. And it's Tzalmavet in the shadow of death because there's no Seder. There's no Sidarim. There's no sense of something that you can rely on, of the Siddurim, of Torah, and Mishnah, and so on. Hayesh Siddurim. If you just have that, Tofia mi Ofel. So then it is possible, that's the end, V'tofak mi Ofel, that there'll be Ofat HaShchina mitoch, that kind of Ofel, and anything could happen. G'lo yarat tal levracha, v'nital tam ha'perot. So the Braita goes through the stages that our Mishnah speaks of. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Tahara, the end of Tahara took away all of the taste and all of the smell. Maaser, the fact that people stopped being makbid on Maaser, because of that, the Shumana Dagan was batel. Because remember, the Maasrot is called Shuman. Kol Chelev Dagan, Kol Chelev Yitzar. That's the Shuman. Chelev is also named Shuman. Ravuna was once walking along, and he found a Temora that was a Chinanut. It was a tremendously Balchein Tamar. It's a mean of Tamar that is filled with delicious taste and smell, and you very rarely would see such a thing after the Churban. So he was shakla. He took it and he wrapped it up in his suda. So shakla karcha besudre. Rabba, his own son, comes and meets him. And he says, wow, I smell a recha dechinanuta. Omar lay, so he says to his son, oh, b'ni tara yeshbecha. If you were able to smell that, because we know no Taira takes away that sensitivity to that level of smell. It must be that you're mamash on a madrega of Taira. I'm giving it to you. Yova Niale, he gives it to him. Adahachi, while they're talking to each other, Abba, who was the son of his son, so the son of Rabba, Ravuna's grandson, so he comes along, so his son takes it and gives it to his own son. Yavaniale. So here his grandfather had this tremendous find, you know, had wrapped it up, keeping it for something special, had this tremendous hisiris, by God, my son is able to smell this, I'll give it to my son, you know, and I'll I'll be mevater on something I was looking forward to. Comes along as bread, you know. It's okay, you take it. Like, I never would have given it to him. Oh, Marlesa, he says to Rabbi's son, he says, you know, see, mach that libi, you make me happy first. You know, I see that you're in a madrega to have Tyra, and then you punch me in the mouth. V'ikita that chinai. Like, what do you care about? Haina damri, and just the popular saying, yes, Richie, as well you know, rachme da abba abne. So the father invests his life in his children. But the rachme of the children is not for the father, it's for his own children. So he ain't going to get nothing back from it. Rachme de b'nei, abnei. The son's concern is for his own son. Avalei, when he gets his sons. Ravacha bar Yaakov gave his years to be metapel in his grandson. Right? It was his daughter's son. And he was itfal bei, taught him, and he cared for him. Until this kid was bamish like his own kid. So anyway, he got out when this grandson grows up. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov asked him one day for a cup of tea. Would you mind making me some tea? Amalei Ashkayan Maya. Amalei, listen, I'm not your son. I'm not going to take care of you. You know, go to your own son to take care of you. I'm in the middle of learning. I don't have the same kiyuv that I have of kibud av v'aim to you. So what should I do? Lav brecha, huh? I know the Amri in chain. That's the popular saying, another popular saying. Rabbi, go ahead. Keep raising them. Raise them, sure. Buy them more gifts. Give them more tickets to first class, of course. And then they'll turn around and they'll say, I hate your son. Bar Bartachana, I'm your grandson. Don't owe you much. And now it's time for the Volga boatman that we learned yesterday. Yesterday, Sugi was about the Volga boatman. And it said over there, believe it or not, it says over there, it's not considered to be music.
Nobody ever accused me of being Frank Sinatra, you know. It's just not.
You just listen.
Look the Helika Mishnah.
I'll tell you, to my ears, it's music.
Thank you. Bepumos shel Aspayanos. So when Aspayanos came and he encircled Yerushalayim and put it under siege, so gazru al atarot chatanim. So they made a number of gezerot to be mamayit and simcha, and they were gozer atarot chatanim. The Gemara is going to explain precisely what each one of these things are. This is a certain type of crown that they would put on a chosen going to the chuppah. And they were gozer on the Eros, which the Gemara is going to ask, what exactly is an Eros? But Pumos shel Titus, then when Titus came, now there's a whole question of which Titus this is referring to, because Rashi learns that the story over here is a reference to the story of the post-Chanukah Hashmonai. So remember that there were two different events that happened with Titus. Titus was a young general at the time that the Romans were called in by the arguing Hashmonai brothers. So this was Hyrcanus and Aristobulus. And there's a whole problem in Seder Olam. There's different yourselves in Seder Olam because there was a very long time between that event and the ultimate destruction that Titus was involved in when he took the place after Aspasianus. Aspasianus was no longer, they had changed everything. Titus was appointed in his stead. He was unable to conquer Yerushalayim in the end. So Titus was appointed in the end. So Rashi brings over, it was 52 years between the two, which seems to be a misreading of the Seder Olam, because the 52 years that the Seder Olam mentions is the 52 years till the downfall of Bar Kokhba from that event. Anyway, it isn't clear which we're referring to over here. Plus, the Seder of the events is somewhat different as well, because we do find that originally that a lot of the issues in the mission were already brought up in the fight. That fight was the time that they brought the Chazir up outside the wall of Yerushalayim, and it was then that they that they said Lo Yilamed Adam et Beno Yevanit, and over here it says that the Yisur of Yevanit came at this point. Okay, so they're Mechalik. Maybe one of them was Oror Mishi Yilamed et Beno. That's what it says there. It doesn't say it's Asur. And over here it was an actual Yisur. You know, you wanted to teach it. You didn't care about the Oror. That wasn't the problem. It's your business. Here they actually made an Yisur de Rabbana, which we'll see doesn't mean not to learn Greek. We'll see what it's referring to. It wasn't like zero in the language. So then in the Pulmut Shel Titus, they were gozer ala tarot kalot, and they were gozer shelo yelamed adam et beno yevanit. And then the Pulmut Achron is a big bachlokus. What is the Pulmut Achron? Rashi learns Pulmut is a lashon of chayalim. So because of that, he has to understand that Pulmut Achron is the later appearance of Titus, which he understands to be 52 years later, in his old age, when he was appointed to be the master conqueror, so to speak, even though all the work had been done before by Aspasianus. And that's what it's referring to. However, the Rambam translates the word Pulmut to mean circa. In other words, in that time of, in that period of. And therefore, according to him, it's not really a reference to a chayim necessarily.
So, for a religious service, Pulmut, is it what you say?
No. No, you're thinking of something else.
It's a similar word, isn't
it? What's he thinking of? It just as he said it. No, davening. Pulchan, maybe you're thinking of. Pulchan. This is Pulmut. Doesn't have anything to do with that. So the Pulmut Achron, they were gozer on the kalot as well, that even betoch ha'ir, they shouldn't be taken out in this chuppah-like affair. And Rabotinu, in the end, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, ended up being matir, and was matir sh'teitzeh kala ba'priyon betoch ha'ir. And then things went downhill. Mishameit, Rabbi Meir, batlu moshle mishalim. Rabbi Meir had a genius for bringing things to people in terms of stories, which is amazing because nobody can understand Rabbi Meir, and that's the reason Paskin like him. So he didn't have much choice but to tell stories, because otherwise nobody would know what he's talking about. And Misha made Ben Azai. When Ben Azai died, but Lua Shaktanim, that was the last of like what it really meant to be day and night in a Beis HaMedrash, and that's, he said, you know, he doesn't have time to have children. Nafshi Choshka Betera. Misha made Ben Zoma, but Lua Darshanim, his sensitivity to the meaning of words in a pasuk was absolutely astounding. Misha made Rabbi Akiva, the Boto Kavod HaTorah, the whole sense of the tremendous meaning, the information density of Torah, which is its covet. It was Rabbi Akiva who had the ability to be Derech al kol kotz v'kotz, tilei tilim shel halachot. Nobody was ever able to do that again to such an extent where every single et and every single nikudah mattered no end. Mishamet Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. Oh, that was like the end of the Anche Maisa. People that were able to do the most astounding things just because they were so davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and such tzaddikim that they didn't even know the difference between themselves and nature. Misha made Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was katunta, posku chasidim. That was the end of chasidut, and there was no longer. And he was called katunta. Shehaya katunta shel chasidim. He was the last and the smallest of the Hasidim. Actually, in the Yerushalmi, it says that he was the Tamsis of Hasidim. He was the clear, concentrated, pure elixir of Hasidus. Mishamet Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai batel ziva chokhma. The beauty of chokhma was bottled. You could no longer sense the shine that was coming. Rashi is not quite sure how to define this. There was no longer the strength he used to learn by Amida, and up until his time, nobody would sit while they were learning Torah. They had too much covet for the Torah, and they would stand the entire day. And after he died, there was like a weakness that came to the world, It's no longer possibly Mechavi Torah in that way. And that was, boy, that was the death of Torah, which is a little bit of a problem, because we said before, the Batla Torah was later. This is much before the Churban. Apparently, there's a difference between Meta and Batla. In other words, something can die and say, oh boy, it's dead. But that doesn't mean that there's no signs of it. It's not Batla. It's like an expression that she uses. Oh, it's like it's dead. And that's, you say, nothing's happening in town. It's dead. That sense of dead. And Prishut. Misha Metra Bishmo Ben Pabi, who was like an amazingly rich and fabulous Kohen, and he used to have this table that would have all of the Kohanim on it, and he was tremendously Mechabe the Kohuna, which is, of course, a little bit of an ironic story, as we'll see. So, Batla Ziva Kohuna, because that people sense was the value of the kuna, the shine of the kuna. And then this piece, of course, was added after the death of Rebbe. Misha made Rebbe, batel anava virat chet. Toner Rabbanan Rebbe Pinchas ben Yero omer Misha charab beit hamikdash boshu chaverim. The chaverim that used to be so proud, they no longer had any ma'amad in society. Uvnei chorim, the people that were had yichus and that were clearly out of the any shaila of their being from avodim or from people from choshuva families, they all became embarrassed because yichus wasn't worth a cent. The chofur osham, they would cover their heads because the entire world were a bunch of bastards. Says well, mamzerim, and the azeponim led. Yeah, the government is full of azus and liars, and this is what's choshev to people. And nidaldel anshei maaseh v'gavru ba'alei zroa. All that was important was how many connections you had. U'ba'alei lashon, how many newspapers, outlets you had. V'in doresh, there would be nobody who cared about Klal Yisroel. V'in mevakesh, nobody could be mispalel for them. V'in shoel, nobody would try to be finding out what's doing with people, what's underneath the problems, what can we do about it. There's nothing left. You can't rely on anything in the world. Everything's been heading downhill. It was on that day that Shoruch Achimaya Lamehavik Yisifraya, the greatest Chachamim, began to be similar to school teachers, and nothing to say, no insights, blah, blah, blah. You're repeating things to kids. And that's now the darg of the Chachomim. That started then. And then the Sifraya, at least they used to have intelligent people teaching kids in the Cheder, you know. They became like the Chazonim, you know, the Chazonim are the people that clean up the shuls. And the Chazonim, they started to become like Amei Aretz, and I know nothing, not even from Minhagim. And the Amei Aretz, they themselves were Ozla Vildala. They became more and more stupid. Vein Shoel, Vein Mevakesh, Al Milanu Yeshli Shain. Who can we rely on this kind of matzah? On nothing. Alavinu Shuba Shamayim. Miikvot Mishichata. In the footsteps at the end of the Golos, before Mashiach finally comes, Chutzpah Yazge, the idea of Chutzpah will be like so, just take off completely. Immense amount of chutzpah. Yoker Yamir, everything will be overpriced. And the people will be paying for things that just a generation earlier were for free. They'll be paying through their nose. A gefentitain period, there'll be lots of alcohol. But boy, it'll be very expensive because there's a lot of takers, you know. The Hayayin Biyoker, because that's all that people do all day, is they sit in their pubs and drink. So obviously you're going to have to start paying for it. It used to be 10 shekel a bottle of wine. You'll pay 150 shekel a bottle of wine. You know, you're lucky to get it. And Hamalchute Afech Leminut, all over the world, the leftists will take over. The academia will take over. Never happened, right? Even America, the good old, you know, red-blooded, redneck evangelist America will turn into a bunch of cold academics. There's nobody that can open up their mouth to say anything. There's nobody who listens. The Beit Avad, it used to be the Chachomim would come together and would be learning, would be seeking etzes, and now that turns into whorehouses. That Yael is nus. What do you think it's for nowadays? The Hagalil Yecharev, the Galil, which is the last thing that we have, will be at that time, will be destroyed. Even the Torah that survived there and everything, you should see what Tzfat's going to turn into. Vahagavlan Yishom, and I'm assuming that Barnea will tell us what the Gavlan is. Some learn that it's a Mokum.
Gval is Byblos on the coast of Lebanon. It's a Phoenician city.
Well, maybe it was Choshim in those days. Don't know. And I don't have a good pshat in Gavlan Yishom. These were like Nevius in what they said. The Anche Agvul Yisovevu Meir Leir Velo Yochonanu. Again, big questions. What Anche Agvul exactly means? Whether it means anybody outside of Yerushalayim who is called the Gvul, because we don't want to talk, but those that are able to stay in Eretz Yisrael and can make it through all of the tzoras, and nobody gives a hang, they're very happy in Borough Park. It's not my problem. So they'll go from place to place, but there'll be no chin on them. The chachmota sofrim tisrach. Tamir chachomim, their chachma, they'll end up not having any chachma. Used to be that they were bekiyim and all the chachma shebaelam, and now they'll be complete idiots and know nothing about anything. Yirei achet b'maisu. People who have yiras chet will be looked down on. The truth will disappear. And this, what the Gemara is going to say, what Nederet, we'll see in the Siyam, that everything becomes separated into little packages, and there's no vision of the entirety of it. Na'arayim p'nei zekenim yalbinu. The little kids will get up and embarrass the zekenim. Zekenim yamdum mipnei ktanim. The world belongs to the young. Let the old people stand up from the little ones. Ben menavel av, bat kama bi'ima. Kids will talk back to their father. Girls will come up against their mothers. Kala bechamota. Oive ish anshei beit Yisrael. Rambam in the Psukim almost from Micha. Ki ben menavel av, bat kama bi'ima. Kala bechamota. Oive ish anshei beito. This is the closing of Micha. And we're quoting it here as if it's the vision that we have of the immediate future. And the Pnei Hadoris ki Pnei HaKelev, which also different approaches to Pnei HaKelev, there's a lot of cute things. Pnei Hador ki Pnei HaKelev, as you notice, all of these cases, the Kelev walks in front as if it's the leader, you know. But it's always turning around to see whether the master is coming. The leadership of that generation, we're always looking around. Do I get the votes? How many likes did I get today? What's the tweets? Is it okay? Okay, I lead. No, you go.
Check the ball.
Exactly. What is there to rely on anymore? Okay, it's a question whether this Braita is a continuation of the Mishnah. Is this the beginning of the Gemara? The Gemara begin with the Braita that we had earlier. No, this entire piece seems to be given over to the future, but apparently the Gemara began before, and this is just a mistake of the printer. Although there's a question, what is added by the Braita? That seems to be repetitive and doesn't seem to add anything, as the Rosh Hash points out. What did you do? Usually a Braita adds some Mavara, something. It's not really Mavara, it just puts it all together. We had it before in the Mishnah.
Do you need more details?
No. Oh, my Rab. This halacha that we had over here, what is this atara? So there's different ways that they would make an atara. What atara would they go on? So it says, Rav de loshano, ela shel melach get v'shel gofrit. So this atara, they used to make this beautiful, they used to work crystal, the way Rashi says it's the way that we work, you know, silver, that you use sulfur on silver to darken it, to make those designs like the Taimani stuff. I'm assuming that Benson can tell us about that.
Yeah. The Russians did it also, Niello.
What's it called?
Niello is called.
Niello. So the Rashi says they used to do this with crystal. This is very interesting. And that was extremely delicate work. And that they were mevatel, it was tremendously kosher to be yosek in something like that at the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, that they felt was too much. But if you're talking about the type of things, you know, people put together like these crowns that are made out of plants, you know, with roses and stuff like that. So they mix hadassim and veret and so on. That's mutter, because that's just, I mean, it's chayim, but it's not, I mean, it's harsher. It's gathered from the field. The crowns that we said, the atarot of the chatanim, we'll see in the Gemara, the two stages.
The reason I ask the question is because mm-hmm. Mark Suda says he should dance in front of the kala with a hadas. Rashi there says hadas is siman of the ketula.
Yeah, but that's in the dancing. Yeah, it could be, and if not, maybe it was only used for
hadas siman of ketula for the woman.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it's only used for ketula, right? Shmuel Omer af shel hadas v'shel vered is also, even that's also. The really cheapo crowns of kanim. I mean, that's just okay. That's the lowest of the low. You use basically basket weave reeds. We use with baskets. Chilat is like seaweed. You know that they would make these little crowns. That's mutter. Levi says even that's also afshel kanim shechilat also because it's the crown effect that's the problem. But Chentoni Levi b'matnite and Levi had that in his brayta that even. Shokanim v'shokhilat is also because it's not the material that's the problem. It's the celebration of the sense of malchus that a chosim has. What exactly is an eros? Well, an eros is what those horrible neighbors of Richie bang on all the time. Oh, is that horrifying?
You have to speak nicely of my neighbors.
Yeah, well, of course. Yeah. Now, I'm talking about not that neighbor, I'm talking about the Lutherans. Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. So, what is an Eros? An Eros is a tabla de chad puma, you know? It's this type of bell kind of thing which they play. Again, here it says they play it not in church, but the Beit Mishtaot, but that might be a little bit of a
jukebox, euphemism.
Yeah, euphemism. Rabba Barvuna Avad Le Levre Timboros. You made the timber, a tambourine, yeah. So and that is something like Rashi describes how you make it. It's literally how we make the tambourine. And that's this very nice, right? Just a very thin and sweet voice, right? And he says there's people that know how to actually play it, not just to make noise with it. So you have to be a boki, he says, you know, anshei umanim, that they train on it a long time. They can make it make music as opposed to just noise. You know? So atavua, so his father comes along and busts it. What? Yeah, he says, Michlef v'tabla l'chad puma. People are going to see that they say that you're being over on the gezerah because it's very similar. It makes noises like a bell, kind of bell-like noise. It was more like a tinkle, but I mean, it sounds like the same kind of thing.
So go.
Yeah, so zilavadli a puma de chatzva, a puma de kapiza. I mean, you want to make something to bang on, you know? So you can go ahead and you can take one of these crazy people that come down over here banging, which nobody would mistake for music ever. You know, they come along and make sure that anybody who's learning should go crazy. So let him bang on the top of that or something if he needs to make noise. But certainly, don't give him something that can be mitchalev with this musical instrument that they answered. Yeah. Okay, so I think we'll leave this last piece over here for the Siyam. Yeah, but there's a lot of inyonim after with Yevanit and after with Chamek and all that. So I think it's amazing. The whole sugya is a Chamek sugya. It's really unbelievable. Starting with the first words of the Daf. Mibaz liyom ketanot. I mean, it's unbelievable. That's the Haftar of Chanukah. It should come out today on Zot Chanukah. Amazing. Apparently, it had a top that you would bang on the bell and it would make a resonating.
It has to do with the church bells.
Who knows? Maybe it's a remnant. nobody really knows what exactly.
I thought it came from the east.
But the bell, the you mean like a shard of a coin? I push it down now. Posku anshei amana. Om Reb Yitzchak Elu bnei Adam shing maminim ba'akadosh baruch hu detanya Reb Yezer agadol omer kol mi sheyesh lo pat besalov omer ma ochal machar eino ela miktanei amana. V'hainu deyomer Reb Elazar ma'idichti mi baz leyom ketanot mi garam letzadikim sheyitbazbez shulchanam latid lavo katnut shehaya behem sheyaminu ba'akadosh baruch hu. Rav Omar Elo Kitanei Bnei Rishei Yisrael Shemevaz Vezin Din Aviyem Latid Lavo Vomin Lofanav Ribono Shel Olam Miacher Shata Atid Lipara Miyem Lomei Kita Shenehen Bam Om Rebi Loi Bar Barachi El Malei Tfilato Shel David Al Yuko Yisrael Mochrei Revav God Help Us Shenehem Ashita Shem Mor Alayhem These rotten Goyim, let them see that there's something to respect in Yisrael. The amazing end of the pasuk: Yedu goyim enoshema sela. Let the goyim know that they're just humans; they're not gods. The way they lorded over Yisrael to say what they want, to make up what they want, it's beyond belief. Habakuk, to stay warm. Uskim b'Torah, shenemar Hashem shamati shimacha yareti, Hashem pa'alcha bekerav shanim chayeyu, al tikra bekerav shanim ela bekiru v'shnayim. V'yom Rabbi lo bar yivarachya, shnei talmidei chachamim ha'amchim baderech, ve'in b'neihem divrei Torah, ru'uyim lisaref ke'esh, be'esh, shenemar, v'yehem ha'olchim aloch v'daber, v'nei rechev esh, taim adika dibur, Alaka de Bor really serve. Warmila Barivarech, Yashneta Midecha, Mima Dorimbi Irahat, the Ain Nohin Zel Zeba Alaha, Yahad Maid Verhad Gole, Shinema Lanus, Shama Rotzer, Sheritzak, Reeu, Vivli Dad, Vain Dad Ala Torah, Shinema Nidmua Mimi Vlihadad. Yom Rebbe Yudabere de Rebichia, Coltamit Haham, our sake Betora Mitoha de Hak. תפילתו נשמעת, שנאמר כי עם בציון ישב, בירושלים בכל לא תבכה, חנון יוכנך לכל זעק אחר, כי המלצתי, כי שמעתו עמך. וכתיב בתרי, it says בפרש, that's in terms of נתן השם לכם, לחם צער ומים לחץ. רבי אבו says, and what is הקדוש ברוך הוא מסביען with? מסביען אותו מזיו השכינה, שמבויו עיניך, רואות את מוריך. Revacha Barchanino Amaaf in a pargod nin al bifana. Shema Veloyhanaf od Morecha. Robin Shimon Begaliola Mermishum Rabbi Yoshua. Miyom Shacharav Beta Migdash Ein Yom Shimbokulala. Amarava Beho Yom Vyom Murubekilala Tobi Shachadero. Shema Baboke Tomar Mietin Erev Uberev Tomar Mietin Boker. Hi Boker. Yilego Boker Lomachar. Mieda Mayav, Mieda Mayave. Elo de Cholif. So then how is it possible we've survived this long? Alma Michael Mikayim, Akedusha de Sidra by Yehesh Mei Rabah de Agadata, Shinemar Eretz Aftak Mo'ofel, Tzamavet Velo Sidarim, Ayesh Sidarim, Tofia Mi'ofel. Velo Yerita, Lo Yerata Lavracha, V'nital Ta'ama Perotanya, Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar Omer, the end of Tahara messed up the time and the Reach. The end of Maaser, Peter Shuman Dagan. Ruvuna Ashkech Tumrata de Haninuta. Shokla Korcha Besudre was so harsh. Of Otta Rabba Bere. Amale, what is that smell? I smell Murachino Recha de Hinonuta. Amale Beni, if you picked it up, Tahara Yeshbecha. You know what? You have it. Yava Niale. Adachi Otta Abba Bere. Shokla Yava Niale. Amale, what? Beni Samacht et Libi, and then you eat that Shinai. I know the Amri Hinche. Rachmi, the Abba Bene. But Rachme the Bay is a Bnei Davile. Rav Achba Yaakov Itful Baby, Rav Yaakov Barbat his whole life. Ki God Al, Amalei Ashkai and Mayam Alav Brecha, now go find somebody else. I need the Amri Inchi, Rabbi, Rabbi, you idiot. In the end, what's he going to say? Barbatcha, no, I don't know you nothing. B'pul Moshul Espanios Gazu Alatarot Chatanim Vala Iros. B'pul Moshul Titus Gazu Alatarot Kalot. And Shaloyilamed Adamet Beno Yevanit. Rupumas Achron Gazushulotezea Kalaba Pirion Betochair. Verabotenu Tiru Shitezea Kalaba Pirion Betochair. Misha made Rabbi Meir, Batlu Moshe Mishalim. Misha made Ben Azai, Batlu Ashaktanim. Misha made Ben Zoma, Batlu Adarshanim. Misha made Rabbi Akiva, Batel Kvoda Torah. Misha made Rabbi Hanina Mendoza, Batlu Anshe Maase. Misha made Rabbi Yosef Katonta, Pasku Hasidim, Amegjmo Katonta, Shea Katnuta Shla Hasidim. מי שמד רבי יוחנן בן זכאי, בטל זיו החוכמה. מי שמד רבי גמליאל הזקן, בטל כבוד התורה, they used to learn standing. ומתה טהרה ופרישות. מי שמד רבי שמו בן פאבי, בטלה זיו הכהונה. מי שמד רבי, בטל ענבה וירת חית. תנא רבנן רבי פנחס בן יאיר אומר, מי שחרב בית המקדש, בושו חברים ובני חורין, וחופו ראשם, ונדלדלו אנשי מעשה, וגברו בעלי זרוע, בעלי לשון, ואין דורש, ואין מבקש, ואין שואל, על מי יש לנו להישען? על אבינו שבשמיים. רבי אליעזר הגדול אומר, מיום שחרב בית המקדש, שורו חכמיה למהווה כספריה. The ספריה began to be like the חזניה. The חזניה began to be like the עמד הערה. The Amadi Ara was Azla Vedildala, Ben Shol, Ben Mavakish, Ami Yeshon Lishain, Alavino Sheba Shamaim. Beikvot Meshicha Chutz Beyazke Yoker Yamir, Agafet Itain Pir Yava Yain Beyoker, Malchut Teafech Leminut, Veinto Chachat, Beit Avad Yelizlut, Agalil Yecharev, Agablan Yishom, Vanshe Agvu Yisovu Mir Leir Velo Yechonanu, Vechochmot Sofrim, Tisrach, you know, they'll beat up what is it called, Magavnikim. V'yarechet, huh? Yeah, V'yarechet imasu, ha'emete ine deret, na'arim p'nei zekenim yalbinu, zekenim yamdu mipnei kitanim, bein menavel av, bat kama be'ima, kala b'chamuta, oivei ish anshe beito, פני הדור כפני הכלב, הבן אינו מתבייש מאביו, ומה יש לנו להישען על אבינו שבשמיים? הוא אמר רב, לא שנו אלא של מלח וגופרית, אבל של אדם שעוברת, it's not such a bad חתן's crown, it's mutter. שמואל אמר, אף של אדם שעוברת, it's עושר. היי, כמי מטה של קנים ושל חילת, that's really no חשיב וזה, it's mutter. Levi Omer, the crown is awesome. Doesn't matter what it's made of. Av shel kanim v'shel chilat asur. V'chein tani Levi v'matnit av shel kanim v'shel chilat asur. V'yala irus mai irus. Omar Rabbi Elazar tabla dechat puma. Rabba baravuna avad le'levrei tanbura. Again, how do they say that in English again?
Tambourine.
Yeah. Dechat puma. Zil avad le'levrei tanbura. Ot avu atavrei. Why did he break it on my leg? Because Michlef Batavla v'chat puma. Zil avad lay apuma de chatzvo, apuma de kapiza. Don't make it like it's a musical instrument. Our final daf in Seite, daf mem tet, omud beit. We got up to Maya Torot Kalot, I believe, right? Maya Torot Kalot, so this is basically in the middle of the daf. We just finished discussing the Torot Shel Chatanim, and we came out, the last thing we had was the Machlokes that Aliba Levi, it would be an Isra and Atara per se. It doesn't matter what the material is, it's the Chashivas or the concept of a crown, that there should be no crown, Bichlal, on a person's head under these circumstances of Churban. How about the Kalot, which afterwards Rebbe was Matir? So what we're talking about over there, Rabbi Yochanan, is a reference to Yerushal Zahav. Yerushal Zahav was a decoration of Yerushalayim, and over here it was an Atara, as opposed to the simple charm that they would wear, and it was put, no, an Atara was put on top, like, it's the same type of thing, except that here it's put on top of the Atara. Aval, you can make the Kala Osata Kippa Shel Milat, which the Temanim do today. You make a covering of the head that is made of very fine materials, and from that you hang all kinds of decorations, come down the side, and it gives you plenty of opportunities to do a what do you call it, a chinah?
Yeah,
chinah. You know, so that's what they do. They decorate the kippah shel milat. Tana afa chupat chatanim gazru. They were also gozer on chupat chatanim, even though that's not brought over here. And what is, in fact, the chupat chatanim? Zuhurit amuzhevet. It's basically this beautiful talid that is all coated with gold and tolad shani, and they put all types of, like we have in the talitot, you know, tasim, except that they made it out of gold, and it goes over his head. That is called a chupat chatanim, was also asur, even though it's not a kila, and it's not an atara. Tanin amiyachi elen chupat chatanim zurit amuzhevet. However, it is mutter to be osa preparit, and that is a normal type of kippah, and on that you can hang things as well. Whatever you want, you can be tail on it. We're simply trying to avoid not decorations, we're trying to avoid the chashivas of a concept of a crown that goes around your head. That's something else. And then they were gozer shelo yelamed adamet beno yevanit. So the first stage of this, and as we said this morning, there are some who are mefarish that indeed it's different stages, because Rashi, who takes the pshat in the 52 years that's written in the Seder Olam to be between the original story of Titus and the second return of Titus. The first Titus was at the time in which we had the fight between the Hashmonaim brothers themselves, that is Workinus and Aristobulus. And they called in Titus, and he was Emil Bipachutz. So that was this story, and over there it just says that they gave a curse. Whereas the Mishnah is talking about later on in the Humus, which Rashi learns is the Chayil of Titus Hasheni, who took the place of Aspasianus, because it was the whole story in the Gemara that with Rabbi Yochanan, that he predicted that he is going to be Caesar, and sure enough, as they're talking, the whole thing changes. And so that is what, according to Rashi, is referring to, apparently, the Isser. And over here, it's a klola on teaching the child Yevanit. So what does that exactly mean? Tana Rabbana. The story was like this. Kishetzaru malchei beit chashmonai ze al ze. So this was the beginning of the breakdown that later on became the horrible sinas chinam that ate up everything. And over here we had two brothers, and it was Hyrcanus and Aristobulus, and Hyrcanus mibachutz, which of course is an amazing reference to the Yonim of Hanukkah and to the Yonim of the Parsha, because it was the same breakdown which the Ramban traces to taking the malchus as kohanim and being over on the Lo Yosor Shevet Mi Yehuda, and that because of that they ended up in a very ironic way of becoming brothers that were fighting again between themselves. But the whole Tikkun of Hanukkah comes from the Vayigash of Yehuda and Eitz Yosef and Eitz Yehuda. And because they didn't keep it properly, the entire Kilkul basically goes back to the way it was. And now they have two brothers and they're fighting each other. So one is Bifnim and one is Bechut. So Hyrcanus basically has put Yerushalayim into a siege using Roman soldiers. Disaster. And out of that came the whole invasion of Rome, and in the end, they took over. So what happened over there? So they used to buy the Tamidim, Shalyom, and they would lower a lot of money. Obviously, they were in pretty tight spots. They needed to bring animals up from outside. So Aristobulus, wasn't chayshish, they were going to stop the korban tamid, and Hyrcanus was outside, and they were supplying the tamidim. What would they look like? They were going to cut out the aveda from the Beis HaMikdash. Shehoyah sham zakin echad. So there's one of the spies that they had, it was really on the side of Hyrcanus, and he was makir b'chuchmat yevanit. Ended because of authentication issues. That's really nice. Try again in a few months. I hope this doesn't happen on the shoot.
How could they not communicate if there's no Greek? How could they communicate with?
Oh, so that's the whole point. That the Chokhmat Yevanit.
You're speaking Greek, that's what happened.
I don't even know. How do you try again? I have no idea.
Reload.
What?
Reload.
I don't know.
She didn't know English.
I don't know. No, I'm afraid that we'll lose the whole thing. I'm about to tell you.
In the news today, in Rishon LeZion, a truckload of pig carcasses spilled all over.
Ah, this is no good. Wait 15 minutes to try again.
Maybe just use one of the other links. Maybe just create a new link.
Fine. Okay, let's go. Right. Something happened to me. No, sit down. Pigs all over. Where?
All over the street. Rishon LeZion. 25 carcasses.
Mamish from this Gemara. Amazing mice. Wow. That is Mamish amazing.
A factory to make sauce.
No, okay, go away. I want to go away.
We can continue in the meantime. I'll try in the background.
Sure.
I can't do it in the background. Just go away, forget it.
Two places.
Right?
No, it's just because of the Gemara I mentioned. Today's
not.
That's amazing.
And so every day they would bring the Talmid, and obviously they didn't have any cell phones to communicate. And what this brings out is what the meaning of Chochmat Yevanit. Chochmat Yevanit is not the language of Yevanit. Chochmat Yevanit is the way that they used to utilize all types of signals and very delicate hand messages and so on, which if you were trained in that particular Chochmah, they were able to communicate just by indication. So they could see them from the Chomah, they could see them on the outside, and he was Lois Lembe Chochmat Yevanit, so he let the people know outside that Kozmancha Oskim Be'avodah Enim Tzarim Be'adechem. You have to understand that obviously, as long as they're going to continue to have the Yaveda of the Beis HaMikdash, there's no way that you're going to win. How are you going to win against the ones that have the Yaveda? So the next day, Shil Shalule Ebdinarim Be'kupa Ve'lulam Chazir. The next day, they put their money into the sow, and they took it, and instead of giving them a korban, they put a chazir into the sow to bring it up. And it came to up to half of the height of the choma. Na'atz tziponav, it takes its feet, it sticks it into the wall. Nizdazna Eretz Yisrael arbamiot parsa, and for there was an earthquake in Eretz Yisrael, it could be felt arbamiot parsa away. And this was the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the chutzpah, the zilzul, and the chilul Hashem, from that moment, says Rashi. And otar sha'an, that's when they made this first klola. Orur adam shigadel chazirim, v'orur adam shilamed levno chokhmat yevanit. This was a particular event. Sometimes we make a gezerah on an event. Or a klola on an event, and later it became an iser gomer. Because of the terrible damage that the Romans did that year under the influence of Hyrcanus when they had everything under siege. So normally you're supposed to bring the Shnei Alechem and you're supposed to bring the Omer from areas that are called the Yerushalayim. Everything in the area around Yerushalayim was destroyed by Romans, you know, for their own purposes. And that's where the Mishnah says, Maaseh, Sheba Omer Bigagot Srifim, Ushte Alechem Bibikat Ein Socher. That's the Gemara. Wait a minute. I thought you're not allowed to speak Yevanit because the Gemara right now doesn't understand that the reference is specifically to this instead of the Chochmah. So didn't Rebbe say, why would anybody speak that Yerushalmi language here, which Rashi says that's Loshon Sursi, it's what people call Syriac. So it isn't really kosher Aramid. You know, it's not real Aramid. It's like a dialect. Why would you speak that over here? Yeah, like, I Lashon HaKodesh. You're here in Eretz Yisrael. Speak Lashon HaKodesh. Or speak Lashon Yevanit, which is the universal and beautiful tongue. And there's plenty of usability of Lashon Yevanit, but there's no sense of speaking Lashon Sursi. The Omer of Yosef. Rav Yosef said the same thing about Bovel, and he said, why would people speak Aramaic? Remember, we saw already in Malachi Ashores, Marker, Lashon Aramaic. He said, why speak Lashon Aramit? Either speak Lashon HaKadosh or Lashon Parsi. But anyway, meanwhile, you see that they're recommending to speak Yevanit, and here it says not to teach Yevanit. No, no, it's not the same thing. Lashon Yevanit Lachud and Chokhmat Yevanit Lachud. It's two separate issues. Yes, the Gemara, and Chokhmat Yevanit is an Isser? I thought, Amr of Yeram Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rashi takes out the words Mai Dichtiv because he was just referring, wasn't saying that's the meaning of the Pasuk. He was being kovel, he was mourning his own losses. So he said about himself that the Churban was so horrific personally to me, that this is like the worst possible story is what happened to my family. We had 1,000 children in the family that were all basically raised in the by the Beis HaNasi. 500 of them they had in Zilberman, and 500 lamdu chokhmat yevanit, and the rest of them went to university. From both groups, there's nothing left except for me, and also my uncle is still alive in Asia. So I mean, I understand. So how do they have all these kids going to college and learning chokhmat yevanit? What's the pshat? What a disaster. We think about the Holocaust of Echad Meir, you know, Shlaim Mishpacha. It's a horrible story. But apparently they had in the Beit HaNasi, I mean, the most choshba family in Eretz Yisrael was learning Chochmat Yevanit. So how can you say it's Osir?
Philosophy,
it's
more like signaling.
No, this is, yeah, this is, the Chochmat Yevanit is not philosophy. It has to do with how to communicate and it's like a sophisticated and rhetoric and all of the things. They're lies, basically, and misrepresenting things and pretending you're saying one thing when you're really saying another thing. So it's the way you deal at cocktail parties, you know. Everybody knows what you're saying, but you're not saying it.
What was the name of that thing that Barnea did? What's his name? You know, we learned to... He did this thing with...
Oh, Dale Carnegie.
Dale Carnegie, yeah.
They're not quite as sophisticated. Yeah. Right, yeah. Anyways, how do you explain that? Says the Gemara, the truth is that it's Osir. But Shaina Shel Beit Rav Gamliel, since Beit Rav Gamliel were Krovim LaMalchut, so they were the ones that basically... they handled the entire relationship of Klal Yisrael with the Malchus of Rome. So they had to be able to communicate. The Tanya, if somebody normally is Misaper Kumi, he takes a Kumi haircut, which means that he leaves the long ponytail in the back and he cuts short in the front. That's Darkei Ha'emori. But Avtulas Ben Reuven, they told him that he's allowed to take that kind of haircut. Why? Shu karuf malchut. He had to be able to mix with them. He couldn't look like a crazy guy without a ponytail. You're going to be crazy. So they were martyr him because of this was the tzerich of Yisrael. So it's like the Durki Amori. And continues on us in a brighter. Shall Beit Rabbi Gamliel yitir lem chokhmat yevanit for the same reason. B'pnei shem krovim lemalchut. But ein achinami. Normally it was an Isser, unless it was essential, for the benefit of Klal Yisrael as a whole. My time, why did they want to do that? They wanted to do it Mishum Tzniuta, because at that time it was already a little bit dangerous for a Kala to be Mukeret, and so on. So they did this in order to keep the whole event under wraps a bit. Misha made Rabbi Yochanan batla chokhmah. Yatun Rabban. Misha made Rabbi Eliezer. When Rabbi Eliezer was nifter, for all intents and purposes, it was like the Sefer Torah was put into the Geniza. Because he was such an incredible bucky. And he knew mamish, all of the halachas, l'mesh misinai, and all of the piskei halachas. And to him it was like it was a terzer b'ksav. It was all misudar, all written in his mind. Right in front of him, when he died, that Sefer Torah was Nignaz. That was the last of that kind of power. Misha made Rabbi Yoshua, batla etza umachshava. He was somebody that was so amazingly aware of the arguments of the apikursim and the minim and the all the problems they were having with the Yavanim. I mean, he understood how to argue with them and how to deal with them on their own level. And that's Eitzah Machshava to fit it into their drushes and to show them exactly in their terms. They couldn't argue as long as he was around. After he was Nifter, then it was Botla Eitzah. And that's the, like the Gemara in Chagiga says, it's a, they ask, what are we gonna, how are we going to survive this? Zelu Matzeh Batla Eitzah. So then it ends up in the same lashon. It ends up by the goyim. They no longer have such good kashas anymore. You know, it's, I always say it's like that wonderful. Was it in Beit Vegan, that wonderful man that wrote the his pirush on the Torah? He wrote Pirkei Mo.
Yeah, what's
that? Breuer, Mordechai. Right? Yeah. So that's what he did. He was partially had Eitzel Machshava to take all the biblical criticism and to incorporate it into the drushes to show Adarabba that everything that they asked, that's exactly what Chazal were building this pshat on. So that when they had an issue of it, yes, you see, it's like two different authors. It's exactly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Megala, this Panim here and this Panim there, and it's Kiyu, different Midas wrote the Torah. We can't tell the difference between Shem Hashem and the Shem Elohim and the Shem Adam. What's the matter with you? Bunch of idiots. Very, very nice. Anyway, Misha made Rabbi Akiva, where Rabbi Akiva was Nifter. So it was if the Zeroi Torah, the strength, the arms, the muscles of Torah, that was Rabbi Akiva. I mean, he could mamish show you how every last element of Torah Shabbat Peh was to be found inside of the Torah, even if it's a remez, only of a kutzei shal yud, every chaser, every yeter, every sensitivity to every word. After he was nifter, those arms, you never found arms like that. When istatmu ma'ayanoto chuchma, misha meitru v'lozer ben azaria, bitlu atarot chuchma, there was no longer the atorah of chuchma, because the whole Atorah of Chochmah is the riches, and that way, as Rabbeinu Bachya speaks out, that's the hon v'osher, that's the beauty of Chochmah, that people take you seriously. The Ateret Chachamim is Oshram, and that Ateret Chachamim Oshram, that as Shlomo HaMelech says, that left at this point, because he was the one that the unbelievable stories, right? It says that every year he used to give 12,000 agalot alone for Meiser Behema. It was incredible, incredible. Misha met Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, as we saw, but Luanche Maase. Misha met Abba Yossi ben Katunta, but Lu Chasidim. These are all the things in the Mishnah, which indeed the Mefarshim asked, why are we repeating it in a bright that doesn't add? Lama Nikra Shmar by Yosef ben Katunta, Shor Miktanei HaChasidim, with a Lashon in the Yerushalmi is that he was Mitamtzitei HaChasidim. He had all the Iker and Yonim of Chasidus came from him, and was Nispash and everybody else. He was the mocker of everything. Misha made Ben Azai, Batlu HaShaktanim, as we saw in the Mishnah. Misha made Ben Zoma, Bitlu HaDarshanim. Misha made Reb Shimon Gamliel. Terrible things have happened. For the agriculture has gone to the pits. Allah Govai is constant attacks by locusts. Urobut Sarot. And when Rebbe died, it's doubled. Uchbulu HaTzarot. Misha made Rebbe, Batlu Anava V'Yirat Chet. Amale Rav Yosef Latana, that's a mistake. You can't say that Anava is Batl because there's me. You got Anna? And Reb Nachman says you can't say Yiras Chet is Batl because there's me. So how can you say it's Batl? So what's so funny? That's mamish. What Chanukah is about? It's personal. It's not personal. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have said that he's an Anav Mikol Adam if he had, obviously. Moshe, who's the Anav Mikol Adam?
That's me.
That's me. And what's in the Gea? It's an objective fact, and it doesn't color anything. It means absolutely nothing. It's just the way it is. But Lamaisa, others learn that the meaning over here is Misha made Rebbe Batla Anava V'Yirat Chet. Doesn't mean Anava V'Yirat Chet B'chla. It means in one individual Batla Anava V'Yirat Chet. So therefore, we're saying, let's just make it clear. You can't say Anava is Batla because I'm here. So one person is shaykh hanova. You can't say Yirat Zchait is batal because I'm here. So make sure that it's batla b'adam echa, that he should be both an anav and Yirat Zchait. That's true. But you have to say it clearly in the mission, otherwise people will learn that we've reached a different stage. Hadran alach egla arufa uslikala mesechet sotan. Well, we're going to wait till tomorrow morning, I think, for starting Gittin.
What's the next Masechet?
Gittin. You have to bring your Gittin tomorrow. Hadran alach mesechet sotava hadra chalon. Daitan alach mesechet sotava daitan chalon. Lo nitashe minach mesechet sotava lo titashe minan lo ba'am adein ve lo ba'am adate. Hadran alach mesechet sotava hadra chalon. Daitan alach mesechet sotava hadra chalon. Lo nitashe minach mesechet sotava lo titashe minan lo ba'am adein. Perfect timing. Chanina bar papa, Rami bar papa, Nachman bar papa, Achoy bar papa, Bomori bar papa, Raphram bar papa, Rachish bar papa, Surka bar papa, Ada bar papa, Dara bar papa. Harev no adu no yelo yenu es divreter asecha befino befiyos amcha beis Yisrael. V'niye kulonu anachnu metzetze, inu metzetze amcha beis Yisrael. Kulonu yodei shemecha v'lo medeter asecha. Mioi vaitech akmeni mitzvot secha kili olami li. יהי לבי תמים בחוקך למען לא אבוש לעולם, לא אשכח פיקודך כבום חיסוני. ברוך אתה, אדוני, למדני חוקך. ועוד אם אנחנו לפניך, אדוני אלוהינו, ולא יבשינו ששמת חוקנו מיושבי בית המדרש, ולא שמת חוקנו מיושבי קרונות, שאנו משכימים והם משכימים. אנו משכימים לדברי תורה, והם משכימים לדברים בטילים. אנו עמלים והם עמלים, אנו עמלים ומקבלים שכר, והם עמלים ואינם מקבלים שכר. אנו רצים והם רצים, אנו רצים לחיי עולם הבא, והם רצים לבאר שחץ. שנאמר, ואתה אלוהים תורידם לבאר שחץ, אנשי דומים ומרמה לא יחצו ימיהם ואני אפתח בך. מרצון ותפניך אדוני אלוהינו, כשם שעזרתנו לסיים מסכת סוטה, כן תעזרנו להתחיל מסכתות וספרים אחרים ולסיימם. ללמוד וללמד, לשמור ולעשות ולקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורתך ביאהבה וזכות כל התנאים והמוראים ותלמידי חכמים יעמוד לנו לזרענו שלא יאמרו שהתורה מפינו ומפי זרענו וזרע זרענו עד עולם ותתקיים בנו ותעליך תנחה אותך בשוך בך תשמור עליך והקיצות הייתי שיחך כי הביאיר בו ימיך ויוסיפו לך שנות חיים אורך ימים בימינה, בשמאלה, עושר וכבוד. אדוני עוז למו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו ושלום. וקדש. קדוש ויסקדש מרבו. יומדו אצילי שחד את הולכי מסייע ולעסוק הולכי עולמו. ולמבנה קרטעד ירושלים ולשכללך עלי בגבות. ולמכר ברוכון הנוכרו מיער, ולעשו ברוכון הדשמי על היעשר, והמליך קודשו בריחו, ומחוסי ויקורי, ויצמח פורקני, ויקורי ושיחי. וחי יכונו, וימכונו, וחי ילכו בייס ישראל, ועגלו, וזמן קריב, ימלו אמן. ומורך מעולם, וליומי עולם היום, יצפורך וישתבח, ויספח, וישרימה, וישנשא. ויסדור ויסעלה ויסעלו שבית הקודשה בריחו ויעלה מן כל ברכסה ושירסה תושבחסה ונחמסה תאמירם ביולמה וימרו אמן על ישראל והרבנן והתמידיון והכל תמידי תמידיון ועל קומנדיוס כי ביוראי סדי ועשרה קדישה דין ודי וכל עצר ועשר יעלו הנוכון שממר הבא חינה וחיסתה ורחמי וחייר יקרי ומזונה רביחי ופור קנה מן קדום אבון, בשמיה ויערה, וימרו אמן. אהי שלום הרבה, משמיה וחיים חגים עלינו, והכו ישראל, וימרו אמן. עושה שלום במרימוב, ויעשה שלום עלינו, והכו ישראל, וימרו אמן. Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Simen Tov, Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Simen Tov, Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Simen Tov, yeah, hey, la, la, no. Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Simen Tov.